Tzias Benayu Bitei Aktanim. Mishnah says that there are three cases where a man could be zeicher things that someone else found, and three cases where he's not. Tzias Benayu Bitei Aktanim is one case where it goes to the father. The most famous piece of the sugya we're about to learn, we're going to have in the Amud Beis, the concept of Oviv Hasaymech a child who's a gadol Hasaymech Al Shulchan Aviv, if he's included in the katan of the Mishnah, which we're going to see Mitzvah Hashem in the Amud Beis. For now, we'll learn that it's talking about Ketanim Mamish. Mitzias Avdei B'Shevchasei Aknanim. We know that Eved Knani has no yad for himself. Whatever the Eved is, kind of goes to the yadin. Mitzias Ishtai, Hari Elishalai. And the reverse of each one, Mitzias Bnei Bidei Akadaylim, Mitzias Avdei B'Shevchasei Ha'ivrim, or Mitzias Ishtai Shagirsha B'Shalai Nasalok Suba, Hari Elishalai. So we're going to go through the Gemara goes through the first case of the Mishnah, Mitzias Benayu Bitei Haktanim. Now Rashi in the Mishnah says why. So Rashi says an interesting thing. He says Benayu Katan, the Gemara Mefarish Taimin. Why a Ben who's a Katan? The Gemara will say why. Bitei Haktana. Now that Rashi says is that this Gemara we're about to learn is not going on Bitei. Because Bitei has a different reason. Bitei Aktana b'ksubis yafilon l'mikroi, d'ktana v'afnara kol shvach nureh l'avia. You all heard the phrase kol shvach nureh l'avia, that what a girl makes goes to the father, even a nara. So Rashi, that's the reason for the Mishnah by Bitei, that mitzias Bitei goes to the father. Now Tosfos argues with Rashi, but you don't see the Tosfos because it's funny that the Tosfos argues with this Rashi. If you turn the page, there's a Tosfos Rabbi Yochanan. He brings down Rashi towards the end of the Tosfos. It says in parentheses, Ksuvis Daf Mem Vav. So if you look a few lines before that, Ubitai, the first word on the line, Ubitai afilinara veinus mulshach shulchan aviyah. Mitziyasa lehavia. Why? Taisa says a totally different reason. Mishum Eva. Mishum Eva di iboi mosar lo leminuvel umukashkin. Now that needs a hesber. And he says, the like Rashi shapirish mishum diksib bin urea. Not like Rashi who says, alz bin urea beisavia. But Zok Taisa is a different reason. Now why does he disagree with Rashi? Dahuba faris nadarim hu diksib. Because the pasuk of Bin Urea Beis Aviyah is talking about Hafaras Nadarim, and it says no shaychus lo yafinan m'mayna meisura. So Rashi learns Bin Urea teaches you kol shvach nur le'aviyah. Tais says no, we paskin m'mayna meisura le'afina. What's the reason? Mishum Eva, which Eva? Di boy masalam in leminuvelu mukashkin. Now this hesber needs a hesber. What it means, it sounds very barbaric. The boy masala, what does it mean? Mishum di boy masala lemendovel umukashchin. The father says, "Listen, you better give." He tells his daughter, "You better give me the money you find. If not, I can marry you off to a menovel or to a mukashchin, to a person that's disgusting to be married to. I have the power to marry you off." So that's why this Ava, if you're going to keep the Mitzia, I feel it's an Ava.
He has a right.
It's has a right to
now,
what?
He has a right that he can marry off that. So therefore, she wants him to be a bastard with him. So therefore, she can get some Mitzias. Not telling her, okay, I'll do that.
There's Ava. In other words, what we're saying is that the normal father is going to feel she's getting her Mitzia. Well, I could marry off to him another Lumukashkin and she gets a Mitzia. Like. It's a little funny, no?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he can beat you up. He can get you in trouble.
She wants to be a best friend, but she has one friend.
You understand? That there's a takalim shemeva? Because the father can marry you after a mnuvah and mukashin? I don't know, this, it always bothered me, but I think the Hesber is this. Avada, every father does what's in his daughter's best interest. Father doesn't marry off his daughter to Novel Mukashchem. He does to his daughter what's in her best interest. But Lomaisa involves a sacrifice on his part. When a man marries off his daughter, he'd rather marry her off in a way that easier for him, that he should, the finances should be easier, the covet should be easy. He'd rather do things that are good for him. When it comes to marrying off your child, you do what's good for the child. You don't do what's good for you. You do what's good for the parent does what's good for the child. So I doubt whether any parent really wants to marry off his daughter to a menuvel and a mukashchen. But it's just an expression that the father can marry you off for his own interest. Taisa says in Kedushin that the father Katayna, I could charge someone to marry you. I could charge somebody. And now that doesn't mean he's going to charge somebody, but it means in every shidduch, a parent gives up something in the interest of the child. So since the parent gives up something in the interest of the child, there's an eva. If the child finally he does something that's a hachnasa, he has a metziah, or she has a metziah, that I should be able to, that she should keep it. Here I am, giving up for her sake, giving up to marry her to Menuvel Mukashchin or to somebody who is in my interest. So it is Eva that she should have her own her own finances. I think that's the way you have to explain it. Otherwise, it's very hard to understand. Eva Mishum Menuvel Mukashchin, that means a normal person has Eva because he has this Yetzirah to marry off his daughter to a Menuvel. This is the Hesber. Anyway, this is Rashi and Taisvis. There's a third Shita. The Rashba says the better known reason that Atzatz Eva of Mizainis, that the reason the Metziah of the daughter is more because of an Eva of Mizainis, which we're going to have to see why that doesn't apply to a Ben. But basically, there are three Shitas in the Rishayim as to why Bitai. Even the Seist, even after she's a Gedayel, even when she's a Nara.
Okay.
Twice, does he can't marry off his son?
No, there is Eva by his son also, three Taisis.
Person?
Taisis says,
Shem Semach HaShulchanai. See, the reason of Semach HaShulchanai, if that applies to Ben and to Bas, there's still an afkamina, Rashi's reason, and Taisa's reason, on Yamid Beis. Because if you're not Seimech al Shulchanai, the other reasons still apply. In other words, if there's a reason of Mizainis, plus the reason of Menuvel Mukashchin or Benurebe Sevilla, so then you would say the other reasons. The other reason applies even if you're not Seimech al Shulchanai. If it's not, the other two reasons don't apply, then you're left with only, like you say, only Seimech al Shulchanai. Okay, Omer Shmuel, Mibnei Ma Amru Mitzias Katan La'aviv. Why? Why is it that a Katan's Mitzia goes to the father? Shabisha Shemaitza Meritza Eitzel Aviv, Ve'einoi Ma'acher Biyadev. And that's such a well known reason, no? Yes, people, why is a Katan's Mitzia to the father? So listen to what the Gemara says. What does that mean? What kind of reason is that? If a child fights something, he tends to run to his father and give it to his father. I don't know nowadays if this is true. No? I don't know if it's true b'chlal nowadays, but let's say, today a kid finds something. I'm talking about a gadol, but even a katan. Huh? A seven-year-old finds something, he goes, runs, and gives it to his father? The child finds $10 in the street, he gives it to his father? No? It's funny, they used to run to their father. So maybe it means things. If he finds a set of silverware, someone will bring it to his father. That's what the Gemara means, huh? If he finds something that he can't use himself, if he finds a basketball, he's not going to bring it to his father. But most Metzias, if he finds them, he'll bring it to his father. Maybe that's what it means. All right, but what's the Hesber? So Rashi says, Ritzei Tzalaviv, read the Rashi. What's Rashi saying? Ritzei Tzalaviv, Hilkach. Shemagbia. Tzarech Aviv Igbia. What does the Maz Rashi mean? How do you understand Pash Pshat of Rashi? So Pashup Pshat, the words of Rashi, what do I seem to say? Reed says to love, Hilka Kishimakbiya, Latsarich Avivigbiya. When a cousin picks it up, he picks it up for his father. Sounds like Magbiya Mitsiela Khaverik on a Khavera. That's what it sounds like. That when the cousin is picking it up, the father is Zaycha right away, because of Magbiya Mitsiela Khavera Ikana Khavera. Now if this is Pshat, we're gonna have a problem. To have two problems. First of all, we have a problem like Rav Nachman, who doesn't hold. He owes my BM Tzil Chaveri Loikon HaChaveri. We had a Mandi Yomar, my BM Tzil Chaveri Loikon HaChaveri. And how's he going to learn? And Adarabba, the Ritvah says, Rav Nachman is a Talmud of Shmuel. Now, Mistavi Yagid with Shmuel, and one doesn't say so. So, if it's us, my BM Tzil Chaveri, Kon HaChaveri, when the child picks it up for his father, So what about the man Yamam B'Yisrael Chaveri? Like on a Chaveri, why is it the fathers? It's the Mishnah that is the fathers.
As far as being like Chaveri, only if you're paying yourself. And here, he can't be
himself. The second problem is that we said, why does it work? Mekbiyam B'Yisrael Chaveri, Kana Chaveri, Ayat Chav Lachrini. We said, Mikudi Ba'i Zachel Anafshe, Zachel Nam L'Chaveri. It can be Zachel for himself. If a cotton has no schia for himself, so then Vaita, how's he gonna be? What does it help? Maybe Mitzil Chaveri. How can he pick it up for his father? Can't be zech for himself. What?
That's why it's not a
kasha. That's why it is a. That's why Rashi can't be pshat. How could Rashi be saying, "Maybe Mitzil Chaveri, Kana Chaveri"? That's why it works. The cotton is not a maybe Mitzil Chaveri, Kana Chaveri, because he has no bigger dibayzach lenafshe. He's chavachrini. Right? I can't be zeicher for you if I couldn't be zeicher for myself. If a cotton can't be zeicher for himself, how could he be zeicher for anybody else? I'm asking a kasha. If you learn Pshat and Rashi, Altman, BM Tzil Chaveri, this would be shver. What you're saying, you're really answering both kashas. What you're saying is true. Again, the question is: a cotton picks something up, it becomes the father's. Why? So, Bashkafri Shaina, Pshat and Rashi is, because Magbiya Mitzia Lachavera, Kona Chavera. So we have two kashas. One kash is a Ritva's kasha. Now, what about Rav Nachman, who doesn't hold of Magbiya Mitzia Lachavera, Kona Chavera? Doesn't stem. That Ritva asks. The second kasha, which the Achrenim ask, is that there's no Biku de Zachel Nafshe, Zachel Lachavera, because the cotton can't be Zachel for himself, he can't be Zachel for the father. So these are the two kashas on Rashi. What David is saying, we had a Nesivis who said that even if you hold my Bia Mitzial Chaveri, Loikon Chaveri, we're still Maida in a case where it's in my interest that the other person should be Zaycha. Like two Shutfim who pick up a Mitzia together. It's in my interest that the other person should be Zaycha. So then we do say, my Bia Mitzial Chaveri, Kona Chaveri, if we're picking it up together. So what David is saying is maybe that's the teretz here. The cotton can't own it himself. So it's in his interest that the father should, as you're saying, right? The father should have a schia, so maybe he has some, I don't know what he has exactly, but he has some theoretical possibility of getting it. So I don't know, interesting possible teretz. You don't like it. I should have known you're not going to like it. You're chavrusa.
The Gemara says what afterwards, they will see from Shmuel that the cotton can't do a kinyan. If a cotton can't do a kinyan,
okay, the Beis Lechem Yehuda says what you're saying. Beis Lechem Yehuda says that it can't be pshat, Mabiyam Sil Chaver Kana Chaverai, because a cotton bechlal can't do a kinyan. A cotton is mufka from kinyanim. You're talking about the Raisadika kinyanim, we're going out, a cotton has no kinyanim. But he wonders why the Ritva doesn't say that. The Ritva is the other kasha. Why isn't he asked this way?
It's not next line in the Gemara. If you learn Rashi, that Rashi means it would be a mitzvah chavei kana chavei. The next line doesn't make any sense.
I said Ritva says because of these problems. The Ritva learns Pshat and Rashi. He says Pirish lepirushai Kavanas Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean Magbiya Mitzila Chavera Kana Chavera. Rashi means that when the Rabbanan came to be Misakin, a Kinyan for a Katan, when they arrived, they wanted to be Misakin Kinyan for Katanim, they made the Takana in such an Eifin, they said, we want a Katan to have a Mitzia, to be Kaina. Chazal had reasons to make Takanas that Katanim could be Kaina things. But immediately, since it's a Derech of a Katan, to be Meratia, Meritza it's a laviv, so therefore this is an explanation of how the Rabbana made the Takana. And Rashi doesn't mean anything more than that. That's how the Ritva explains Kavanas Rashi. So it's not Asmak Bim Sil Khaver Khachaveira, it's all Atsa Takana de Rabban. So let's see the Gemara. Lememra the Savashmul Khatan Lesla Ischil and Afshay Midaraisa. Vatanya Asekhis Apayo Yilakit Bnei Achrav Lemechsa Lishlish. Yilakit b'nai achra. Lemechza l'shlishu revia. Lo yilakit b'nai achra. We're talking now about the pale son. Somebody hires a pale to harvest his field. So he wants his son to walk after the father and collect the leka chikho peya. How happy the boss will be that everything the pale drops, you know, by mistake, so to speak, goes to his son. But we're talking about an honest pile, and whatever he drops will go to the will go to his son. So if he's a pile, you'll see a lack of b'nei achra if he could do it. But if it's a mechzel, a shushu levia, if he gets a percentage of the field, then he's like a bal hasadeh. Lo yalak b'nei achra, then he cannot collect after him. Basically, says no. Ben kach or ben kach yalak b'nei v'ishtay acharav. Varma Shmuel alach k'rab yaisi. So we know Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi that even when the father is the Baal Hasadah, the father is not eligible for like a Shekhu Peya, the son could still collect. That means the son has an independent Yad. So for the Gemara, Yamr Bishlam Akot Islay Zchil and Afshay, Ki Kamalakal and Afshay Kamalakit. If you're going to say the Kot and Zaycha himself, says good. Avot Minei Kazach. So the son is Malakit, and then it goes to the father. Eliyamir cut and less like schiel and nashi. Could come a lakit love if come a lakit. Havua, Ashiru. Am I ishtay bona malakit? Am I lakit achrav? So Gemara here asks, first of all, what does it mean, Aviv Ashiru? We'll have to see in a minute what it means. How do you know the father's an Ashir just because he has a percentage of the field? So we'll see Taisa soon. But am I ishtay bona malakit achrav? So the Gemara is Kasha. That why, if you hold that everything a cotton picks up goes straight to the father, why Malakit Padei Achrov? Why could the son be Malakit after him? So the Gemara, you're right. Shmuel Tamadi Dan Kama Valei Loi Svir Alei. He's going like Atana. He's explaining Atana like the Tana Kama. Shmuel himself doesn't hold that way, which means that Shmuel himself holds that the cotton. Which way? The cotton has a schiel and afshay, and from the father, from the son, it goes to the father. The chachamim, which is the tan of our Mishnah, which is Shmuel's explanation of our Mishnah, hold no. That what? That the money goes directly to the father. The original takana was that whatever a child picks up, that it goes to the father. So it comes out, it's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi the chachamim, machlekes Shmuel holds a halach Rabbi Yosi, and the first Shmuel is explaining the chachamim, so we end up. At the end of the day here, with two mahalchim, either the child, like Rabbi Yossi, lakit b'nei achrav, the child could collect for himself. Once he collects himself, then it goes to the father. Or, like the chachamim, no. When the cotton collects, it goes straight to the father, because meritza it's a laviv, so that was the takana, that it goes straight to the father. A very interesting topic, which Rabbi Chanan wants to take from our sugya. The interesting Rabbi Chanan, it's in the back of the Kovetz Ha'aris, in the section of Biurei Agadis, Simin Beis, Oisvav. So Rabbi Chanan is going on an Agadat Gemara in Sukkah. Agadat Gemara, Musa Gemara. I'll tell you what the need is. The question is, does a cotton, every cotton in the world that has a father that owns nothing himself, which is a typical cotton, could have a cotton who owns something. You have a cotton whose father died, and he's the Irish him. He could be a millionaire, and he could be 2 days old. But the typical cotton has parents that are supporting him. The cotton himself owns nothing. Is every cotton an ani in the eyes of halacha? That's the shayla. Every cotton, every single cotton, you go across the elementary school, every kid in that school, l'chayr is an ani. Api din.
How about a wife?
You have tzedakah, you want to give it to him.
Wife also.
A wife.
Mishnah.
Okay, we'll see about a wife in a minute. 1 second.
Okay.
Good place to give tzedakah to. So, there's a round in the door and talks about a wife, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but give it yourself.
You give a lot of money to tzedakah. The question is, if every child has a din ani, Rabbi Chanan says, a peladika nafkamina. There's a Gemara in Sukkah Memvav. The Gemara says, Leileme inish liyanuka, a person shouldn't say to a child, Yavin lachamidi, I'll give you something. V'lo yoevlei, and then not give it to him. Right? You tell a child, I'll give you something. I'm not even talking, he works for you. If he works for you, you tell him, if you go buy me something, I'll give you something. So then, yoel matpail. But stamazah, you tell a child, I'll give you a prize. And then you don't give it to him. Why shouldn't you do that? What's wrong with doing that? Huh? Am I allowed to tell you, I'll give you something, and later I don't give it to you? Am I allowed to do that? Huh? I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to change my mind. The halacha is you're allowed to change your mind. You should know that. If you're ever doing a business deal, you should know the person you're doing business with, halacha lets him change his mind. If you want to be sure it's done, you do a kinyan. Once you did a kinyan, it's done. But stamazai, a person tells you he's going to give you something, he can change his mind later. But the Gemara says, with a child, laylay mishli yinuke yavil chavidi v'layavlay, mishum da'asi lagmurei shikra. Because you're teaching him to lie. You're teaching him that people lie. People promise things, they don't give it. And he'll end up lying in cases we are not allowed to lie. What's fair in this Gemara? Chanan's going to ask. Huh? What shver is, we said that if a person says he's going to give money to an ani, that it's a binding obligation. We had in the sugya by Lech Shechul Pei where Asher picks it up for an ani, so, or even an ani picks it up for another ani. He picks it up, he says it's plainly ani. So if he can't be zeicher for himself, he has to give it to ani on nimtzarishin. Can't keep it for himself because he has to give it. Because if you say you're giving something to an ani, amira to tzedakah is binding. In fact, Rabbi Chanan Akasha, listen to his lashon. Hakol tinuk ani hu, afil hu ben ashirim, dein loy mishaloy kolom. Every child is a ben ani. Every child's an ani, even if he's the son of an ashir, because he owes nothing of himself. So frekter tepeklei mishem amira la'ani. We learned already that amira la'ani is binding. If a person says give some to an ani, it's like misira lahedyet. It's a binding obligation. So frekter this kasher v'chanan. Why is there Mirvani? Whatever Hadani does with it afterwards, he can do whatever he wants with it. You may be right, we'll see in a second. Rabbi Chanan says, at least in his first teretz, that you know what the Gemara is talking about? Gemara is giving a reason for even a rich child who yashined his father. Gemara wants to say a reason even for a rich child who yashined his father. And that's why the Gemara says the reason of Asi Lag Murei Shikra. But according to Rabbi Chanan's first teretz, Inochinami, Taki Izazai, that by a child it's binding. It's binding. If you say you're going to give us something, he has a dinani. It's binding. So this Rabbi Chanan I saw originally in the Kilos Yaakov. On Sukkah, Simon Chavtes. He brings down this Rabbi Chanan, and obviously he's a little uneasy with the idea. I think all of us would be uneasy with the idea that every cotton has a din ani. Every cotton in the street has a dinani. So the stipler has two mahalchim in how to try to see if maybe a child doesn't have a dinani. Gemara says that there's a takana de rabbanan that a father has to feed his child until he's 6 years old. I think it's called takana susha. They made a takana that you have to feed your children until they're 6 years old. So the stipler says that just like a wife, why isn't a wife a ani if she has nothing? Because the husband is chayiv and her mezainis, so she has plenty. She has a menus mechayiv to feed her and to clothe her and to provide shelter for her. He brings from Iran in the Darim, who says that a woman, even if she owns nothing, but she doesn't have a din ani, aniya, because the husband's mechayiv and mezainisah. So it's like the stipler, the same thing, a child under the age of six, since the father is chayiv b'mezainisav, so there's no din of ani on a child under six. So it only helps us halfway. It helps us less than halfway, 6/13 of the way. Right? The other 7 years is still a problem. Or at least even for the first 6 years. But then the stipler's mistapek, if even this is a good teretz, because the halacha is that if a woman could take her husband to Bezdin if he doesn't give him Zainus. It's a tefiyah that she could be Teveya in Bezdin, that the husband should give him Zainus to his wife. And Bezdin is Teifus. But a child has no tefiyah on the father. He has no schusei tefiyah in Bezdin. It's a mitzvah that the father has to feed his children until six. The son can't be Teveya in Bezdin. He says, maybe the child should have a din ani even under six. That's the stipler's first teretz and the way he rejects. The second teretz, the stipler says, ulai, says b'derech efsher, maybe a person who is being supported by anybody else, whether it's a parent, or he says even if he's in a yeshiva where he's being supported, he doesn't have a din ani. Why? Because in the parsha of Ani, it says, "Dei machsoiroi ashe yechsaloi." You have to give him whatever it is that he's missing. "Dei machsoiroi ashe yechsaloi." So he says, if you have a cotton, there's no yechsaloi. If you have a normal cotton who lives in a normal home, where parents provide for him normally, there's no "Dei machsoiroi ashe yechsaloi." He's not missing anything. So calls a man, there's no "Dei machsoiroi ashe yechsaloi." He says, even if his parents don't provide for him, if he's in a yeshiva, and the yeshiva, he has a dorm room and he's fed. He has whatever he needs, if there's such a mitzvah that he has it. So it's also Dei Machsoiroi Ashe Yechsaloi. So Stipler says, maybe there he shouldn't be a ani because of this reason. There's no Dei Machsoiroi Ashe Yechsaloi. Then in the last paragraph, the Stipler says, even if you go with this teretz, he says that there's no Dei Machsoiroi Ashe Yechsaloi, then there's no chiyuv to give him tzedakah. But you're still allowed to give him tzedakah. Now, he doesn't explain well what he means in the last paragraph. I mean, he doesn't explain it well enough for someone like me to understand. If you look at it, you'll understand. Now, he says that according to the second teretz, the child doesn't have a din ani because the father's supporting him. Dei machsoiroi ashe yechsaloi. So, and he says, if the father doesn't support him, he's takin ani. Mistam, everyone would agree. He says more. Even if the father doesn't support him, kefi hergeloi, according to what by ani, it's kefi hergeloi, according to what his normal upbringing is. If the father doesn't support him, so he taka as a din ani. He says in parentheses, if the father doesn't support him because he doesn't have money, which in case probably the father will also be an ani, or say if the father's stingy, a father bishita, he doesn't want to support his kid. He believes his kid should go out and make their own parnasa when they're 10 years old. So he doesn't want to support him. So also he has a din ani. But that we can understand. But then in the stipler says that even if he does have a father who's supporting him, I'll tell you the words it says in the stipler, maybe someone could explain it to me. He says, just like we know an ani is someone who doesn't have 200 zuz in the time of Chazal. That was an ani. So we know if he's missing one zuz, if he has 199, he's an ani. You could give him even 1,000 zuz in one shot. Right? A person's one zuz less, you give him 1,001 shan. Hu hadin, a child whose father is supporting him, if you want, you can give him 1,000 zuz in one shot. And it counts as tzedakah. You understand the hu hadin? I don't understand, huh? What the hu hadin, the comparison, I don't understand what this title means.
Maybe before he gives him the next check. In other words, he has everything right now. Before the father, he gives him the next meal.
So it means right before the father gives him the next meal.
So now he's on it. I mean,
the son is house now.
So he has everything he needs until he has clothing and everything, just doesn't have food for the next meal. So right then and there.
So like, anytime he needs one pruta, I can give him. So that means almost all the time I could give him. I'm not mechuyev to give him.
He never has 100 zuz. What chatan has 100 zuz? Even if he has enough food, even if he has a full pantry, he doesn't have 100 zuz on him.
Well, he doesn't even have a full pantry because the pantry is not his. He's just eating his father's.
He's still eating. He's still in front of him. He still doesn't have 100 zuz. Father can take over the
kids. Father. Where it says, Aisa tzedaka b'chol aiz, hazam banu b'naisa maktan. So I don't know. Everyone seems to be a little stuck here with what the status of a katan is. So it bothered me because there's a, if you look in the back, there's a Mardechai here in Asogya, which seems to discuss this issue. The Mardechai is all the way in the back of the, in the back, after the Rif. And it's on the first page Ayin Dalid, the Mardechai. And there's a Ois Resh Mem Aleph in the middle over there. Resh Mem Aleph, in the second column, about the sixth line. He brings here, you're supposed to understand what he means, there were communities in which the minig was that every person gave, he had meiser. You make money, you have meiser money. So half the meiser money you gave to the communal tzedakah, let's say the community had a tamchui or something, a communal kitchen. So everybody gave half the meiser they gave to the community, and the other half they would give taniyim on their own, whatever they want. So he says, "Beruven sheyesh lechatzi meiser." He has half his meiser, but he doesn't give to the community's kiss. Can he give it to his, let's say, his nephew, his brother's children, who are samech hashulchan Shimon? Even though the father is an usher and he doesn't take tzedakah, when you give it to the children, isn't this beferish what Rabbi Chanan and this type are talking about? Well, it sounds like beferish them. Nearly, the chaz man shein smukin al shulchanai. Anytime the children are saimach al shulchan aviyim, ein yachal litin lahem afilu hem gedaylim. You can't give it to them even if they're over bar mitzvah. The Kaimalon Kerbiachin Lagabe Shmuel, Dama Parakam, the Mitzvah of Mitzvah, Gabe Mitzvah, Benoy, Bita, Akhtan, Mariel, Shalai, that the Gemara is going to say, Rabbiachin is going to say, Loi Katan, Katan, Mamish, Elafil, Gadl, Vesaymach, Shulchanov, Zeo Katan. The Gemara is going to say that a Gadl, Vesaymach, Shulchanov, is a Katan, Upirish, Rain, Utamu, Adimba, Alma, Beloy, Mitzvah, Lavdafka, by Mitzvah. A Gadl, Vesaymach, Shulchanov, is a Katan. And therefore, what? What's he saying? That as long as there's Saimach HaShulchan Aviv, he can't give it to them. V'chein Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, Be'erevin Perek Chaloin, Gabei, Eina Mezakit Midei HaKtanim, Sheish Lizar, Shaloi Lischais Be'erev, Aidei B'nai U'bitei HaGdeil, Masul Mech HaShulchan Aviv. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that a Godel who Saimach HaShulchan Aviv doesn't have a yad for himself. L'fish Yadem Ki Yadai. Now look at the next words. V'kivan De Yadam Ki Yadai, Asur Litin Lehem Maisa Ani, Kivin da Aviyam Osherhu. That line. I'll tell you the way I understand the Taich. Kivan de Yadam ki Yadai. Since the cotton's hand is like his father's hand. Asalitein lahem maiser ani. You can't, it's also to give that maiser ani, this is the half of the maiser ani, you can't give them. Kivin Daviyam Asherhu. Since the father is an Asher, what does he mean? I think what he means is as soon as you give it to the child, it becomes the father's. Like we just said in the Gemara. As soon as you give something to a katan, Mitzias Benoi is Shel Aviv. So since Mitzias Benoi is Shel Aviv, so therefore, you can't give it to the son. Because as soon as you give it to the son, it becomes the father's, and the father's an Asher. Is that how you understand the line? What comes down to that line begins with the Kivan, the last word on the line. Kivan the Yadam Kiyade also lead Lahem Maiserani, Kivan Davia Masher. First of all, it's Beferish, but Stifle is talking, Rabbi Chanan's talking, it's the Chayre here, it's Beferish. He says, oh, sir, you can't give tzedakah to such Ketanim. What's the reason? What's the reason? First, what he's saying, tell me what it says here before you. You're saying what, Pshat in the Mardechai?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what he's saying? Kivan de yadam ki yadai. Kivan de yadam ki yadai means anything that kaina becomes his. He doesn't say kivan that the father is supporting him. He's saying kivan de yadam ki yadai, since what the child gets is like the father got it. Also, lita la maisani kivan davi amasherhu. Yadam ki yadai typically means whatever that kaina goes to the father. Yad means to be kaina, right? If it's not yadai ki yadam, it's yadam ki yadai.
There are certainly things that make him kaina, and the father wants to have a possession of. Certainly, if he works for somebody and he earns money, that money doesn't go to the father as long as he's a gadol. Even if he's a gadol, he doesn't get his money.
So we'll have to see exactly what the father gets. But you're disputing the Mardechai. You're saying Pshat in the Mardechai.
I'm saying that that if he earns money, he can find it for himself. It doesn't go straight to the father. Maybe even if for a matana. If someone gives him a matana, if he says, I'm giving, if he has a mind, he gives a matana to the son.
Amelah Shem Lavi Chavishos Bay. So if you give it to the son, Amelah Shem Father's not Rishos, so then I should be able to.
Who said the father is kind of that? Maybe Metzia.
So, but you're saying Pshat in the Mardechai? You're asking a question on the Mardechai. Just before you get to what you're saying, it was good. Just what does the Mardechai say? Just think for a minute, if you don't mind. Just you have to think it through. The Mardechai is saying that you can't give tzedakah to a katan who's an ani, whose father is an asher. Because, the way I understand what he's saying, because if you give it to the child, it becomes the father's, and the father's an asher. That's what the Mordechai said. Does the Mordechai agree that the child is an ani? The way I understand it, the Mordechai agrees with Rebbe Chanan. The child's an ani. That's what it seems. The child is an ani. Just that if you're going to give it to him, it's going to become the father's right away. So Melo, you're not giving it to him, you're giving it to the father, and the father's an Asher. That's what the language seems to say. Which means that he's agreeing that the child is an Ani, which is like Rabbi Chanan, who said the child's an Ani, which is not like the Stipler, who went to try to find reasons that the child doesn't have a Din Ani. Because the father's supporting him, or because he's Mechuyev Alpi Din until 6 years old. The Mordechai sounds more like the Rabbi Chanan than like the Stipler. No? It sounds like to me. I just want to tell you that this Mardechai is brought in by the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchis Tzedakah, Simurashon and Gimel, he brings this Mardechai, but he brings it just the din, that you can't give it to B'nai Shalashi. Just those words. I'm sorry. The Chayra, if you're following what I'm saying, this Mukiyaisa should depend on the two ways to learn how a father is Zaycha from his son. if he's zeicher from his cotton, that it goes straight to the father. Then the Mordechai is right. As soon as the son gets it, it becomes the father's, so it doesn't work. If you're going to learn that it becomes the son's, and from the son, it then goes to the father, if you can learn like that, that it first becomes the son, and then from the son, it goes to the father, then l'chayr should work. Because the son can get it, and once the son gets it, he gives it to the father. Now this ha'ara I saw, there's a Sefer Tzedakah u'Mishpat. I looked up, I wanted to see how he passed in the Shaila Gabi Ketanin. So he brought this Mordechai and this ha'ara on the Mordechai. That it should depend. If the child gets it, you know, only gets something, he can give it to someone else afterwards. Once he gets it, it's his. He can give it to Asher. So if the child gets it and then the father gets it from him, then he should be allowed to do it. If it goes straight to the father, then not.
Maybe he's saying that since the father's the usher, and his yad's the son's yad, the father's yad, so therefore it's like the cotton's the usher. Give it yadam.
It doesn't say yadam.
It
says
yadam
ki yadam.
So therefore the cotton's the usher. Because
it says kiven the yadam ki yadai. What does that mean? He does not kind of whatever his father gets. It means that whatever he gets, they get.
No. But since the father is an usher, so the kadam is the usher also.
The expression of yadam ki yadai usually doesn't work that way. Usually the expression yadam ki yadai is to get things. Yad is something that gets something. Usually yad means getting things. All right, this is the way I would understand the book. Yes, obviously it comes out from this a very big chiddush. It's a chiddush that's come out, sounds wrong, but it comes out l'chayra from this Rabbi Chanan, and the way we have the Mordechai, which seems to support the Rabbi Chanan, that if you promise something to a child, that has a din of a neder l'tzedakah. Seems to be a tremendous chiddush. You can't give him your tzedakah, but it just seems to come. Now there's a ktsais on this as well. Ktsais is in Siman Resh Mem Gimel Sif Katan Dalid. The ktsais brings this Mordechai, and listen to what the ktsais says. It's all chidushim. Ktsais says that if I have mois meiser, which I was already mafresh, and it's already mois meiser, I can't give it to a katan because it's mois shel tzedakah, and I'm giving it to him, it's going to go straight to the usher, to the father, I'm giving away mois shel tzedakah. However, let's say I have money. Most of us, we don't take money and say, this is our meiser money, and put it in an envelope, and then later give it out. If you take meiser money, put an envelope, and later give it out, you're nachinam. But most people don't do it that way. Most people plan to give tzedakah. You meet an ani, you take a dollar out of your pocket, you give it to him. So Tzai says, let's say you meet a katan. And the katan is hungry, he wants a pizza, he's standing by the pizza store, he doesn't have any money. So you go over to the katan, and either you buy him a pizza, or you give him a dollar to buy a pizza with, however that works. He says, then you should be Yaitzim Mitzvah Tzedakah. Because the money didn't go to the father. The money went straight to the katan. You didn't take Mois Maisa for him to be Kaina. You went and you bought something which he was Nehenna from. Ktsais, I don't know if he means a la'alocha. Ktsais is Agav. He's talking about a separate Shiloh, whether you can give Pidyon HaBen to a katan. And Agav, Teich Devarav, he says this chilek. The Ktsai seems to say, la halacha, I don't know if it's true, that he means ladina, he seems to say that you can buy things for a cotton. Some not for your own cotton, but even for your Kraivim's children, you can buy them for mice, and they count it off your mice money. As long as you wear a mafish at first. If you're mafish at first, so if you give it to the cotton, it becomes the father's no good. But if you mahana the son from it, I don't know, well, not sure why then it should matter if you're mafish at first. Then he says it's different. Then it should count towards Maisa. I don't know. It So it all sounds like a tremendous chiddush together of a cotton being an ani. And right before I came up to class, I hadn't looked up this Rabbi Chanan inside. Right before I came up, I saw it in the stipler. The stipler brings it, the way I said it to you. And right before I came up, I figured, let me pull out Rabbi Chanan and let me learn it inside. So I see in the Rabbi Chanan that he first says, like the stipler quoted, first he says, like the stipler said, that Loilai Marinish, you shouldn't tell a child, it's only by an usher, a kid who's an usher. A kid who's an ani, it's taka usher. But after he says that, there's a second part where he brings our Gemara. He calls it Echad Me'achaveirim, one of the Chaveirim in the Yeshiva Tiritz. And he brings our Gemara. I didn't have a chance to look through it slowly. That's why I brought it up with me. But I'll read you the words. It sounded to me at first glance like the Mordechai. It says Echad Me'achaveirim Tiritz, that filu yesh layav. Even if a child has a father, he can't be mechayev the giver. Mishum amira laani. Dafilam yitin laatinik lo yuchal ischais diyadei ki adaviv. Vavakinaisin laaviv aloy loy. Kimavur beperakam de mitzia seiches apayel lo yilakit panayachrav chikomalakit lavua komalakit. Dafloy biyasi lo yipolig alagabi leket. Dasu shena zeche kizeche. Does that sound like the Mordechai? Sounds exactly like the Mordechai. He says, Echameachaveirim, he doesn't mean the Mordechai. He lived in the Chanoah's. So somebody suggested this teretz, that if you're going to give it to the child, it goes to the father right away. You give it to the child, don't be makdin to the child. Just be mad. Just give him to eat. If you give him to eat, so vayta, it should be a good tzedakah. So he says, unless you're going to say, Shema, maybe tzedakah requires haknoah. Maybe you have to be makne to him. It seems to be mesupik. He says, Shema, kivin iksiv gabi tzedakah, nosin titin loy, tzarech haknoah, kamayi magnes kuhuna, kamayi v'loy shiechel mishal naisin. He says that can't be, because then it would be impossible to give tzedakah to a shaita. Shaita has no zchiyah. So how are you going to do? How are you going to do it to a shaita? So anyway, Rabbi Chanan is mefakfek on the teretz. We just said this teretz in the Mordechai. Rabbi Chanan says afal pikein, you can give to a kohen as long as you're not makna to him. Just feed him. He can be yitzim. Now don't walk out of here thinking, oh, we have now a good thing. Imagine someone's a rebbe of children, a fourth grade rebbe. So he learns this Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, "Beferish, you could use your ma'aser money and give it to kids." So somebody has a shaychus to a lot of kids in camp. Imagine you have such a heter. Use all your ma'aser money to buy prizes for the kids in the bunk, candy for them. But that's what comes out from this. I mean, it's got to be something the child needs, but that's what comes out from this Rabbi Chanan, that every child has a din ani. I don't know. It seems to come out that way from the Mordechai, except like the Mordechai, even though he has a dinani, you can't give him tzedakah, it becomes the father's. But that the child has a dinani is what seems to come out from this Gemara. So I don't know. I don't know how to use it. Again, we spoke about when we learned my Bia Metzia L'Chaveira, I was trying to think of an example because we don't have so many Hefka things. I told you that if you catch one of the Eifruf bags in shul for a child, and later on you change your mind, you decide you want it for yourself, that it should be aser, because magbiya mitzil chaver, kan lo chaver. If you picked it up for a child, so you can't change your mind, he's kaina. I mentioned to you then, it should depend, according to the smay nir amira, right? I'm like a smay and shach. Magbiya mitzil chaver, if you have to say it, or even without amira, it should depend on that machlokes. Now, according to Rabbi Chanan, if you pick up a bag for a child, even without magbiyah mitzil chaver kana chaver, you can't take it away from him. Because it's tzedakah money. You take away from tzedakah money. You're giving it to a kid, that kid is tzedakah. I don't know. Can a candy bag be tzedakah? What? If you say, I mean, even there, it should need amira. Thinking you're giving to tzedakah is a machlekes apayiskim. What I meant to say is even thinking tzedakah, the Ramah holds thinking tzedakah is if you make a firm thought that you're giving something to tzedakah, the Ramah says it's an obligation.
Still, yeah, still,
so,
because when you're picking it up, you're not picking it up, you're picking it up to him. And if that means an aniyah, it's not good. If once it's no good, I don't if, have.
What's no good?
When I pick up the bag for the cup, even,
pick
if
up,
is, even if I have, even if that's enough to make it tzedakah,
yeah.
I'm not going to be tzedakah.
Why?
Because when I picked it up, I had a mind that it should already be his. I never had a mind that I'm giving tzedakah. I had a mind that I'm picking this up for him.
So why is that not tzedakah? Just because you can't deduct it from your maximum money?
No, I never had a mind giving tzedakah. It's not tzedakah. I can't.
I pick up something for an ani.
$1,000 go to the ani.
It goes to the ani. Well, if your whole das obligates you, then you're obligated to give it to him. Sounds very dakistic. I don't know. You go home, you have little brothers and little sisters, hey, you can start giving them. The last nakuda here is Avia Oshirhu. What does it mean the father's an usher? Why? This guy's collecting like Shimon Peah. Why makes his father an usher? So Tosis here says, Avua Asherhu. Now it's important, Tosis. Tosis says, Lav Dafka Asher. Doesn't mean he's Mamish an usher. Ela Kalaiver Kivan Shiesh Lechelik Besada Chai Balekit. What does that mean? Kedashinel or Beloza Perakamid Gittin. Lois Lelak Eloni, Lahazir Oni Al Shaloi. Sounds familiar? Where we had that, where we had Shikha before on Deftes Amid Beis, where we talked about also the Baal Asada, Afilu Ani Muzer Hu Shaloi Lakit Peyam Asada Shaloi. Rashi brought on Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara and Chulin, that from your own field you can never take, even a person's an Ani, from his own field he can't take like a Shikha Pay. Why can't he take from his own field? Why not? Why not? So we learned there that a person can't take from his own field. We had there a machlaikis rishayim based on Rabbi Kiva Eger. If shikhul peya is a din on shas leket at the time you harvest the field, if you're an usher at the time you harvest the field, or an ani at the time you harvest, is the din kavua b'shas harvesting or b'shas collecting, the time you pick up the leket? Right, the nafkamina was if I own a field, I harvest the field, and then I'm mafker all my nechassim. I become an ani. At that time, can I collect the leket? So you have a machlekes rishayim. If it goes basa shas harvesting, and then it's too late, or basa shas leket time you're picking up the shechel peyah. The stipler who brought down this machlekes brings a raya from this taisvus. Especially for the rise, really from Lashon HaGemara, but the way Tais explains the Lashon HaGemara. So your homework for tomorrow is to understand which way it's a raya. Maybe you can figure it out right now. Which way it's a raya from this Taisus and this Machlaikis. And it's a shem. We're going to turn the page tomorrow.